Essex. BBC Radio 6. Music. Tonight from midnight, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. At 10, Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
One of the fun things of this year for me was finding out about the label BBE, Barely Breaking Even, who makes some great reissues and new stuff. That is from an album they put out this year, just a few months ago, actually, called On Tour by the Young Ones of Guyana, and that's the groovy version of Liquidator by Harry J's All Stars, getting us underway on the Freak Zone for tonight. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Stuart McConey. Thank you to my colleagues at the estimable Now Playing. I'll tell you what's upcoming tonight after the brilliant new single from our friend Keely Forsyth. This is Start Again. To speak.
Thanks for tuning in to the Free Zone.
Frati is a Guatemalan cellist now based in Mexico City, and her new album, her debut album, 8 tracks, is called Pies Sobre la Tierra, which means feet on the ground. It's really lovely. That's called Ignora. And before it, I think that might be the best thing that Keeley has done. We've been playing her records on this programme for several years now. She's signed to the Leaf label, and that is her new single. I think it's tremendous. It's called Start Again. I'm Stu McConey, then. Thank you for joining me here on The Freak Zone, you adventurous, open-minded listeners. Tonight, we got music from the likes of Universe Zero, Elephant Nine, Vegan, Morlock, Islet, Refugee and more. The members of Body Vice will be explaining that project to us a little bit later on. We have a live Freak section of the show from our friend Paddy Steer. Our featured album has just celebrated its 40th birthday. It's a landmark of the post-punk movement. You could almost argue that it invented post-punk, creating the template for a much, much, much music to come. Stark and haunted and angular, rhythmic, equal parts funk, krautrock, heavy metal, dub, and the bleakly sardonic worldview of its leader. It is the second album by Public Image Limited, Metal Box, named for the inaccessible canister that it came in. There was only 10 minutes of music really on each of the vinyl records inside it, which meant you were continually having to change the records if you wanted to listen to it all the way through, which is probably what they wanted you to do. I say they being John Lydon, Keith Levine and Jar Wobble, and a succession of drummers, none of whom were credited on the original sleeve. It's a logarithmic leap on from the more conventionally punk first album, and we're going to play 3 tracks from it tonight. Jar Wobble said this was his second favourite track from Metal Box and his favourite John Lydon vocal performance. This is Pill and Careering. We'll be right back. Joe Wobbles said that he was trying to recreate the rhythm of a drum and fife band on that track. And Keith Levine said that he was playing the Prophet synth and trying to replicate the sound of the downstairs toilet in the studio. The song is, it appears, said Lydon, about a gunman in Northern Ireland who also carries on a professional career as a businessman in London. Hence, careering. It is the first of three tracks we're going to play tonight from our featured album, the second album by Public Image. It's just celebrated its 40th birthday. It is Metal Box, and there will be more of it to come. Something from the Julian Chang album, Jewels, after these words.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's a wonderful world of easy Sundays.
Keris Matthews.
Some Ace clips from the archive.
When you play just by yourself, you get more involved with the nuances of who you are and what you're doing.
A sprinkling of brand new voices.
A ton of new releases, some mind-boggling guests.
Your experience of your surroundings can change dramatically over time. Even if your surroundings don't change, what alters is what's inside your head.
And the occasional live performance, and you've got a Sunday recipe worth its weight in salt. Or should that be gold?
Keris Matthews.
Available now.
On the BBC Sounds app.
Gabby Garbett, who's in for a live session.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Daniel Denis, the drummer of Universe Zero, got in touch with me recently. It is my pleasure, Stuart, to send you two Universe Zero CDs. These were first released in Japan 5 years ago and recently in Belgium by the Belgian label. That from an album called Clivage is Soubresaut. Universe Zero, of course, who were very much part of the rocking opposition movement of the late 1970s and still with us from Belgium. And before that, from an album that I really kind of missed at the time, and I'm very disappointed about that, and I've been getting back into it recently because it came out in October. It's called Jewels, and it's by a teenage Baltimore musician called Julian Chang, who says he was raised on Pink Floyd, Tchaikovsky and Gregorian chant. And that great track, the opening track, is called Deep Green. Still to come, more from our featured album by Pill, that interview with Body Vice, and music from Steve Holly after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
In Take Tashi, I'm Harvey Cook. Boris Johnson has said the UK will not lament the death of Iran's top military leader, who was killed by a US drone strike on Friday near Baghdad airport. But the Prime Minister also said he hoped the violence would not escalate. President Trump's decision to target General Soleimani has been questioned in Washington by leading Democrats. Senator Elizabeth Warren, one of the front runners to stand for the Democratic Party in this year's presidential election, said the killing may have been illegal.
It was a targeted attack on a government official, a high-ranking military official for the government of Iran. And what it's done has moved this country closer to war. We are not safer today than we were before Donald Trump acted.
Iraq's MPs, angered by the US dragging their country into the conflict with Iran, have voted to expel all foreign troops from its soil. Britain has soldiers based there as part of the US-led coalition to protect Iraqis from the Islamic State group. The government's urging Iraq to allow British troops to stay. France has offered assistance to Australia, which has been battling devastating bushfires for several weeks. The situation, especially in southeastern Australia, remains very serious, despite the slightly cooler temperatures in the last 24 hours. Sir Keir Starmer has become the fifth person to enter the Labour leadership race. The shadow Brexit secretary is urging the party to focus on regaining public trust. Football: Liverpool have beaten their local rivals Everton 1-0 in the FA Cup third round. Elsewhere, Spurs were forced to come from behind to draw 1-1 at Middlesbrough, while the Championship side Derby knocked out Crystal Palace of the Premier League with a 1-0 win. The Derby manager, Philip Cocu, said he was very happy with the performance.
Yeah, the team did great. We scored an excellent goal and, it's normal in some parts of the game. We had a difficult time. We hold on great, and quite some changes, but still some experienced lads and some young lads on the pitch, and great performance.
And that's the BBC News. I'm back with more at 9:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
6 Music.
Sky is blue, rivers flow, grass is green and the flowers grow, but it's a strange world, a change world, not the same world anymore. Babies born like before,
Shell's Girls is a compilation that's just come out of the work of the great British producer Shel Talmy. And that track was co-written by Kenny Lynch, who sadly passed away just before Christmas. One of the first black faces, really, to be seen on mainstream light entertainment in this country, but also with a second career as a really groovy geezer. Tons of songwriting credits. He's something of a mod icon. And that was Steve Holly from this new compilation, Shel's Girls, singing a Kenny Lynch composition called Strange World. I'm Stuart McConey and you're listening to The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Let's dip back into our featured album. It's 40 years old, just. It is called Metal Box, and that was how it came to you, in a metal box, the second album by Public Image. This track called Pop Tones is a really weird story. Apparently, John Lydon said, he saw this in the Daily Mirror, a girl was kidnapped by some bad guys and eventually was dumped, but she remembered a weird tune that they'd been playing on a cassette machine in the car over and over again. She remembered the song, and that is how they helped track the guys down. And when they found the car, the cassette was still in the machine being played. Unfortunately, Lydon doesn't mention what the song was, but that's what inspired this song, Pop Tones. jewel in the pill crown, said Jar Wobble in his book, his autobiography, Memoirs of a Geezer. The bass line is as symmetrical as a snowflake. Recorded at the Manor in Oxfordshire, that was Public Image Limited, and Pop Tones from the album Metal Box, which is our featured album for tonight. More from it a little later on. I'm Stu McConey, and you're listening to The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Body Vice is a new project from Natalie Sharp and Tara Patterson, which is a response to their experiences of being musicians with chronic pain and Natalie's fascination with going inside an MRI scanner, which, if you've ever had one, you'll know it's a very noisy and disorienting experience. They performed at Le Guess Who Festival in the Netherlands last November, along with bandmate Tita Bradshaw. Here they are to tell us more.
My name is Natalie Sharp.
I'm Tara Pattenden.
And I'm Tita Bradshaw, and I'm also part of Body Vice.
It's a full 360 interrogation of chronic pain and the experience of being inside a very powerful magnet. That's how I would explain Body Vice.
Do you have a cardiac pacemaker defibrillator or a heart surgery?
No.
Have you had any operations on your head or spine?
No.
Do you suffer from severe claustrophobia?
No.
If required to enhance your scan, do you consent to an intravenous contrast injection? Yes.
Initially, you'll see this MRI machine, which is kind of, I guess it's a little bit like HAL, because it's this sentient machine that asks questions to the patient who is about to get inside it.
Just remain completely still, okay?
Me and Tara have been doing this audio reactive stuff, so a lot of it, the visuals will be reacting with our bass line, I guess.
Yeah, I guess in addition to the video, though, as well, the visual aspect is the costumes.
Yeah.
And the spine instruments.
Yeah.
The spine instruments are instruments I've built that, I guess they're samplers. We've loaded a whole heap of samples related to MRI, and I've created different touch points throughout the spine that light up and trigger the samples.
And we should point out that it's a medical grade human spine. They've caused a lot of confusion with sound engineers and stage managers
we
when
need
we
two
say
spines hung,
we need
please.
We need to hang the spines. It seems to cause quite a lot of confusion with people, and they're not light. They're not easy to travel around with. So it's been a bit of a bone, pardon the pun, of contention bringing them along to shows, especially in Europe.
It's been a bit of a pain in the back.
Pain in the Zing. Back.
There we go.
Getting on my nervous system. So I've been working as a face painter since I was 13. And then after that, I started making music. And so I've always been interested in trying to combine face painting and skin decoration with music. So we spend around 5 hours getting ready for the show, just doing makeup. we do like a muscle face paint.
Okay, the next scan will be starting now. We're just going to poke you a little further in. Okay.
We do like three costume changes in the show, and on the second costume change that we do, we have these big blue pop-up hoop suits that they're basically Zentai suits that we've got these pop-up discs attached to that have got they've got really strong magnets in them. It's like a big mesh. It's supposed to look like, I don't know if you've ever been in an MRI scanner, but it's supposed to look like you're being scanned. It's a visual representation of being scanned. That's why there's all these different sort of
everything's like a cyclical
aerials.
Kind of thing. Yeah. Everything's circular.
Yeah, it's all about the circle. Yeah. It's very much about,
it's a visceral experience.
Visceral, yeah, that's the word.
That's the word.
It's a visceral experience. But yeah, so face painting and skin decoration and costume and visuals, it's all part of the experience of coming to a show, I think.
Software called Lionbird.
Excellent stuff. That was Body Vice. And thank you to Radio 3's Lake Junction for letting us have that recording from the End of the Road Festival last summer. Natalie hasn't recorded the project herself yet, but hopefully it will be made available soon. I'm Stu McConey. This is The Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Over the last few years, we've often played music by Paul Rooney, who makes strange, disturbing, fascinating music on Oud Scrat. Record label, things like Let Me Take You There and Lucifer of Lancashire we've played on this show. He did a Freak Zone playlist for us as well. His latest thing, as it were, is called Stolen Things, the Creeping Things remix. You're going to hear the entire 12 and a half minutes of it after these words.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
A new year. A time to reflect. To look back.
With Decades. With me, Martin Freeman.
Turning back time, playing some of my favourite songs.
Tunes that I genuinely love.
All the way from the 60s to the present day. Decade by decade.
To live in the moment. With Giles Peterson's Shakedown.
So brilliant when you can just throw an idea, catch it and take it somewhere else.
And to focus on the future. With Six Music Recommends.
All about showing off the latest musical gems that we've unearthed.
Sharing our love of new music.
From any genre, any place, any time. There's something about it that grabs you. And when you know, you know.
Six Music.
Available now.
On the BBC Sounds app.
Speak no angry word. Ye belong to Jesus, children of the Lord.
In a daydream, I see the cathedral north side windows from here. The newspaper court reporter is scribbling notes down. His words are all that will remain of me. The police officer is holding something that I stole.
Something that I stole.
A Bible, black and golden, shatters. Last night someone says it was stolen in the cathedral.
In the cathedral.
The name that said that story, I can't be sure.
Who would be the most magnificent, most audacious, ultimately, the most perilous of lives? A retribution for the iniquity of the world.
Oh, my stolen things, my stolen world. suffering in a daydream. The public gallery shouting is filling the court. I secretly twirl my four fingers round each other.
Round each other.
To make me disappear,
I'm invisible.
The police officer is holding up ribbons and prayer books.
Trash look like a dress.
A part of the dress. I'm standing with Annie and Francis, set free in a daydream. Shining sainted I'm
blazing
and
light
I'd do it over
song.
And over and over again if I could.
With your beautiful portraying
so
words.
Good. Noiselessly raining on the treetops outside the window. I'm holding on to the edge of the dock and holding my tongue. Or maybe I'm not. I like to tell myself these stories, partly based on fairy stories, but also Bible stories, because I used to get all those. I don't actually believe in stories. I'm a very sceptical child, you see. I remember saying to my mother, that couldn't possibly happen, mother. She told me Bible stories because she's quite a religious person. But it couldn't possibly happen like that. That's just a story. Do you know that's just a story? Ah, but, she would say. I remember learning things just by listening. So when I first started going, I couldn't read. Then, as I got older, I saw the inbox. I realised I was singing completely the wrong words. I mean, not the wrong words, but my own words. was an old Bellows type organ, which you could pump with your feet, and in fact it had a hand pump. Being around 7, 8 years old I was delegated to the organ. The conductor of the choir would say, "You start pumping now." So I would start pumping the organ, but during it in, I think it was a new one, doing a simple action. During this thing, it occurred to me that it would be interesting to know what happened when you stop pumping, because I wasn't sure about that. So at some stage,
I love that. I hope you did too. Stolen Things, new, from Paul Rooney, the Creeping Things remix on Ode Scrat record label. Last night's Freak Zone playlist was an hour-long selection of decade-defining music with an hour of creative new music that's emerged throughout the 20-teens. I put together an hour's worth of that, and that's available now on BBC Sounds. Do give it a listen. Yank Scally is a faintly mysterious figure who's from Toxteth. Self-taught musician, been gone a little over 10 years, he says, and he's made a great record called There's Not Enough Hours in the Day. You can get it on Bandcamp. I love this particular track from it. It's called Sunday.
Do you have any Bruce Willis?
I'm sorry?
I was in your store yesterday. Yeah, I was in your store yesterday and I had a small blue bag that I dropped in there.
You had a bag that you dropped off in here?
Yeah, I dropped it. I didn't drop it off, I just dropped it. I lost it in the shit.
Okay. Doing the same thing about, I was here yesterday. I noticed a bag that was misplaced here.
It's like small. You know, like something that you put like gold or something in. For healing crystals and stuff.
With my head.
Andrew Prestidge drums for several prog and doom bands like Zoltan and Warning, and but he's made an album called Ancient Paths under the name Morlock of Electronic Music. I love that. Very eerie. Martian Church. And before it, Yank Scally from Toxteth. The album's called There's Not Enough Hours in the Day, and that track was called Sunday. Elephant Nine are big on the Norwegian jazz scene. The new album, Psychedelic Backfire, volumes 1 and 2, recorded in front of enthusiastic crowds during a four-day residency at the Kampen Bistro in downtown Oslo. You can hear a track from it after these messages.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Amongst all the noise and the hurly-burly, 6 Music Breakfast remains the soft place to land.
Pete says that it's always struck me that wood pigeons are intrinsically programmed with the beat to John Carpenter's Escape from New York.
Hang on, just once more, just for me.
Yeah, right, okay, Pete.
The 6 Music Breakfast Show.
Yes, mate.
With Lauren Laverne.
Fill your morning with interesting and inspiring people.
I was just so excited to be in a studio making an album. I couldn't quite believe it.
And glorious music.
1, 2, 3, 4!
The tunes are immense.
This is Lauren Laverne.
Every weekday morning from 7:30
on BBC Radio
6 Music.
We'll be right back.
has just supported FKA Twigs on her Magdalen tour, or Maudlin, if you're a posh university type. Associate of Frank Ocean as well. Self-taught London producer. That is from Only Diamonds Cut Diamonds. It's called Fake Life. And before it, Farmer's Secret by Elephant Nine from Norway, from an album just out, one of the volumes of the two-volume Psychedelic Backfire live series. Still to come, one more track from Pill, Life Freaks from Paddy Steer, some music from the reissued Refugee album after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
It's 9:30. I'm Harvey Cook. Boris Johnson's called for de-escalation from all sides following the killing of a top Iranian commander in a US airstrike on Friday. In a statement, Mr. Johnson described General Qasem Soleimani as a threat to all our interests, but he warned that calls for reprisals would lead to more violence. Iran has responded to General Soleimani's death by saying it will no longer respect restrictions on its nuclear program imposed by the US and other countries under a deal agreed in 2015. Chief International Correspondent Lise Doucette says the move has increased tensions across the Middle East.
The bargain in the deal was that Iran would limit its enrichment of uranium in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. Now what it's done is said there's no limits to our uranium enrichment, but it didn't, as was feared, announce, for example, a 20% enrichment. So it's kept open the possibility of either escalating or de-escalating.
Tonight, President Trump has again warned the U.S. will strike back if Iran hits any American target. He tweeted that the U.S. could act in a disproportionate manner. Australia's prime minister has warned the bushfires in the southeast of the country could last for many more months. Light rain and slightly lower temperatures have made little difference in the two worst affected states, New South Wales and Victoria. Police are hunting for a van driver believed to have been involved in the fatal stabbing of a delivery rider in North London. He was riding a motorcycle when he was attacked in Finsbury Park on Friday evening. In the third round of the FA Cup, the Championship side Derby County beat Crystal Palace 1-0. Liverpool left out a lot of their star players in the Merseyside clash with Everton, but they still won thanks to a goal from 18-year-old Curtis Jones, who says he's been desperate for first-team experience.
Frustrating at times, you know, being on the bench and then getting a bit of a taste and then on the bench again. And there's times when in my head I'm begging to basically come on, and then I just try to go out there and show what I'm capable of doing, and hopefully I've topped that off with them, a good performance, and as everyone will say, a great goal.
And that's the BBC News tonight.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Now on BBC Sounds.
6 Music.
Nice bit of clavy. Can't be a bit of that, can you? Played by Patrick Moratz. He was part of the trio that were Refugee, along with Jackson and Davidson, and their, I think it's their only LP, Refugee, has just been reissued. And from it, that's the best tune. It's called Rip Mickley. I'm Stu McConey. You're listening to Freak Zone on BBC Six Music. Final selection from Metal Box by Public Image, our featured album. This is Memories. His one-man band Thang for us on Live Freaks, originally broadcast in November for Mark Riley, our friend Paddy Steer. That track was called Wind Factory, and before it from our featured album Metal Box, Public Image and Memories. Very different reading of it than the Elaine Page original, I think you will agree. The new single from Islet is coming up after these words.
Six Music.
Six Music.
What do our favourite artists do to relax and make some space for creativity?
The Leisure Society is back.
With me, Gemma Kearney. I'll interview cultural icons, tastemakers, artists and musicians. Starting this week with Ben Watt.
This is such a great way to decompress.
And I'll delve into his pastimes, hobbies, collections and loves beyond what he is known for.
How long have you been doing bird watching for?
Well, let's establish this straight away. I'm an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little Robin there, look.
Oh, hi Robin.
Hello mate, you're on radio.
The Leisure Society with Ben Watt.
If you hear the call of a bird, it makes you look up.
Available now on BBC Sounds.
Six Music.
Thank you.
We've played the music of Marcus H, trading as Soiled, before on this show. He also makes music as Warped Freaks, I think that's how you pronounce it, F-R-E-Q-S, from Interweave 1819 on Elm Lodge Record. That's a track called Sea Static. And before it, from the Powys trio Islet, they have a new single out. They got a new album coming out in March called Islet, and that track from it is the first fruits of it, the single Good Grief. Well, that's about it for us, for the Freak Zone, our first Freak Zone of 2020. You can listen to this week's playlist, an hour's worth of tracks that I've put together celebrating the best of the decade just gone. That's on the BBC Sounds app. Don Letts is next. I'm going to leave you with something from Robin Richards, who I saw on social media again, very excited at meeting some Stockport players the other day. Arvo, from his new EP Castell, consists of precisely 1978 beats, a nod to the year 1978, when Arvo Pärt, the composer, created his seminal piece Spiegel Im Spiegel. This is Robin Richards and Arvo. I'll see you soon. Thank you.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the BBC Music Introducing Mixtape.
6 Music.
At midnight, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Right now, it's Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio.